Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. The Walt Disney Company, NYSE, DIS, Q3 2023 earnings conference call August 9, 2023, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Walt Disney Company revealed its financial results for Q3 2023, laying out plans for growth and discussing the shifts in strategy and structure in the company. CEO Robert Iger highlighted the company's ongoing transformation, including a complete restructuring and cost reduction initiatives that are projected to exceed an initial savings goal of $5.5 billion. The company's direct-to-consumer, DTC, operating income reportedly improved by roughly $1 billion in just three quarters, and the goal is to achieve DTC profitability by the end of fiscal 2024. Despite positive developments and successful cost-cutting measures, Iger acknowledged there are still challenges ahead. From a business standpoint, the company plans to focus on three main areas for growth and value creation: film studios, parks business, and streaming, all concentrating on the company's core brands and franchises. Despite new transformations and success, the company still faced headwinds, including declining results from content sales and lower operating income from linear networks due to reduced advertising and affiliate revenue. In its parks, experiences, and products business, reported operating income growth was strong, with a positive outlook for future growth, although Florida's tourism market is softening. The ad-supported Disney Plus subscription will expand to Canada and certain European markets from November 1, and a new ad-free bundled subscription plan featuring Disney Plus and Hulu will be available in the U.S. from September 6. The growth of free cash flow is a primary driver for this company, with both revenue and operating income increasing by more than 10% compared to the prior year. The company's international parks have seen a continuing strong growth trend, especially Shanghai Disney, which hit record highs with respect to revenue, operating income, and margins. However, although the domestic parks and experiences segment's operating income grew by 24% compared to pre-pandemic results, it dropped by 13% year-over-year. This can be attributed to inflationary cost pressures, among other things. The company made $1.6 billion of free cash flow in the third quarter. Despite continued cost pressures, all in Q4 operating margins at our Disney parks, experiences, and product are expected to exceed the prior years due to the ongoing recovery at international parks and cruise lines. For fiscal 2023, the company is estimating a content spend of approximately $27 billion, which is a reduction from previous forecasts due to reduced expenditure on produced content. They now expect the year's capital expenditures to total $5 billion, mainly because of spending timing shifts for various enterprise projects. This capital allocation discussion covers a plan to recommend a modest dividend to the board of directors by year-end. ESPN is seeking partners for its transition to a direct-to-consumer model, not necessarily requiring cash infusion, but potentially bringing content or distribution and marketing support. Direct-to-consumer and parks and experiences business sectors will drive significant growth, necessitating Q4 acceleration. The company is also considering reshaping its international streaming strategy, prioritizing markets that will enable it to become profitable. Some markets might have reduced investment. Others might not have service, and others may have high potential where investment will be higher. Disney does not intend to be acquired by any company, including tech companies. It does not anticipate foregoing advertising partnerships with other gaming companies following the Penn Gaming announcement. However, the company faces several challenges, including economic or industry conditions, competition and execution risks, cost savings, earnings expectations, and subscriber, advertising, and revenue growth, among others. The profitability of its direct-to-consumer content largely depends on several uncertain factors such as subscriber additions, churn expectations, and macroeconomic conditions.